Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Coming up on the program this morning, we will talk with a USD 383 official here about some ESSER funding and a survey that's that is circulating in the community right now. We're also going to get an update from the Riley County Extension Office. Megan Doherty will join us here in a little bit. And Geary County Schools, we've got Superintendent Reginald Eggleston going to be joining us here towards the end of the hour. We start, though, with USD 383, and we have joining us today the Director of Business Services, Lou Faust, is with us. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
So Lou is here to talk today about ESSER funding, and for those that don't know what that is, we're going to highlight that a little bit. That is an acronym, correct?
Yes, ESSER stands for the Elementary and Secondary School Emergency Relief Funds. It's federal grant monies that have come in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. There's been three rounds of grants. The first one in March of 20, after kind of the original, pandemic and the lockdown and so on started. Then there was a second one right towards the end of the Trump administration. And then the third one, ESSER 3, which is the one that we're dealing with now, was passed shortly after President Biden came into office. And that's each time it's been a little bit larger grant award, if you will, and the ESSER 3 award is a substantial amount of money that we're working on trying to get feedback from the community to build a budget plan for those monies.
As I see it here, it's around $7.2 million, is that right?
Yes. Yes, about $7.25 million, a little over that, in the ESSER 3, which is about double what the ESSER 2 grant award was. We're working through the ESSER 2 grant at this point in time, and the plan is to try and develop a budget, bring it to the Board of Education in May, submit it to the Kansas State Department of Education, hopefully by the 1st of June, and use that in the next 2 years. The funds have to be expended by the criteria of the grant by September 30th of 2024.
So as I understand it, there is a survey that's circulating the community, and this is kind of looking for feedback from patrons, taxpayers, and just how the school district should spend that money. Is that safe to say?
Yes, that's correct. We put together a kind of a budget committee to try and work on this project. One of the additions of the ESSER 3 compared to the two prior rounds is there's a meaningful consultation component that is a requirement of the grant, and that you solicit input from patrons within the district and the community about the priorities on how to spend the monies. And so we put together an education committee and a survey subcommittee to try and develop components to try and address that requirement. And the survey went live on February 1st. It's on the district website at usd383.org. You click on the district tab and there's an ESSER 3 page. You click on that and then there's a link that's in bold letters that just says ESSER 3 survey. You click on that and it takes you right to the survey. The survey itself is two items. The first item has about 9 components to it where you kind of rank priority. And then the second item is a rank order of some different things as far as the uses of the funds. Takes probably 5 minutes or less to complete. Very user friendly. It's also available in Spanish, Arabic, Chinese, and Pashto. All on through that one link. There's a little global link on the upper right hand corner that you can go to if you need it in different languages. So we tried to make it as user friendly as we could and to accommodate as many different options as we could as far as language translations within the district.
All right, that's good. And this is really an opportunity for people to have some decent input here, because there's always kind of some strings attached to money that comes from the feds, and there are certain uses, there are certain things you can't use it for.
Yes, there's 16 allowable use categories, and there's kind of a fundamental underlying caveat that the funds have to be used to prepare for, prevent, or respond to the coronavirus pandemic. It can't just be used for anything. It has to be related to that. And then there's 16, like I said, sub-use kind of categories that the expenditures have to fit within those. Of course, there's reporting and accounting requirements that we have to do. That's part of the grant with the federal government. And if for some reason that it's found that you use it for a non-allowable use, then that expenditure becomes the financial liability of the district. So you have to make sure, you know, you're staying within those categories. There's also one of the big requirements of the ESSER III grant is there's a 20% minimum requirement of the money that needs to be used for what's called learning loss or learning recovery. So a lot of focus on trying to catch our students up and fill in some of the gaps for some of the learning loss that happened during the initial shutdown period in the spring, the last 9 weeks of 2020. And, you know, then during all of last year, especially for us during the first semester when we had the hybrid learning model in place, we went back face-to-face, of course, in the spring, but we still had a number of students who were in remote by family choice. But so to try and fill those gaps and catch students up is going to be a big focus of the funds and hope, and that's a, you know, mandatory priority, but I think that also will be a priority identified by our constituents, or at least we anticipate that at this point.
All right, again, we're talking with Lou Faust, Director of Business Services at USD 383 Manhattan Ogden Schools. And again, that survey, that's just on the front page of the website, right?
If you go to the page, the homepage, and then you click on district, and then there's an ESSER III link. You hit that ESSER III link, and it's on that page. Also on that page, there is a lot of education information or more information about this whole project. All of our meeting agenda packets, all of our minutes from our committee meetings, there's some informational documents there as well. So, you know, someone, if they have an interest in this or want to learn more about it, they can dive in as shallow or as deep as they want. Our initial meeting packet to try and educate my committee was about 75 pages in length with all of the background information. It had list all of the allowable uses, those kind of things. So we've got all the information there if someone has an interest, and we encourage them to go look at that ESSER III page. We're also doing a number of presentations throughout the community, and I'm willing and available for anybody else if they have something, if they want some information about it, to get in touch with me here at the Robinson Education Center, 587-2000, my extension is 1849, or my email, which is lewf@usd383.org.
All right. Yeah, that many pages is a lot of pages, and this is complicated stuff, but I know this is stuff that you thrive on, being the director of finance, but even us reporting on it, it's been tough here the last 2 years because there's been so many layers to this federal funding or the grants or whatever. But it's important because you mentioned there was a lot of loss there early on, especially, and you know, kind of catching up is hard to do. This is, you know, it's money, but they're trying to make up for a lot of lost time here during this pandemic.
Yeah, so that's going to be one of the primary components is how do we structure those things? Is that mentoring during the year? Is that after school programs? Is that extended year summer school type programming? What type of things do we do to try and help all students? And of course, we'll focus on students who were impacted the most by the pandemic, but all students were affected by it. And so we want to provide opportunities to help all students catch up and meet their full potential.
Now you have a couple of, you mentioned some other meetings here. February 8th, that's next Tuesday, there's a town hall at the high school?
Yes, we're doing kind of a town hall meeting and inviting anybody in who wants more information about the ESSER III grant and the survey, and we'll do a presentation in Rezac Auditorium at Manhattan High School West Campus at 7 o'clock on next Tuesday, February the 8th. So anybody who wants to come out and has an interest, we encourage you to attend that meeting.
Okay. And yeah, so check that out, take the survey. And I know that you're meeting with the Wellness Coalition next week as well over the lunch hour, February 10th.
Yes, that's correct. And got a couple of meetings set up for employees and staff within the district. Also, one on the 8th and one on the 15th, kind of piggybacking around parent-teacher conferences. We'll have information available at the schools during parent-teacher conferences. There's a kind of an information sheet that we've put together that kind of outlines the process and also has the link for the survey. So that will be circulating and hopefully available in all the buildings during parent-teacher conferences in the next 2 weeks.
All right, good stuff. Well, Lou, of course, is the chair of the ESSER III Budget Committee, director of business services at the district as well. Is there anything else we haven't touched on you want to make sure to get out there?
Well, just that the survey is open now and will be remain open through Friday, March the 11th, which is the Friday right before the spring break. So it will close at the end of business on March the 11th. So we encourage anybody and everybody, students, staff, patrons, anybody in the district to take that survey between now and the time it closes on March 11th.
All right. You said you've already had about 300 responses, correct?
Yes. As of late in the day yesterday, about 5 o'clock yesterday, we had 310 responses since the survey had opened. So, you know, that in a little over 48 hours, that was a pretty good response rate. And we were happy to see that and encourage anybody who has an interest to participate.
All right. Well, if you want more information, again, usd33.org is where you can go to find that. And Lou, appreciate the time here this morning.
Very good, Brandon. Thank you.
All right. Stay tuned. And Focus continues in a moment here on News Radio KMAN.